Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day to take a look at just how greatly close, how even, how sharply divided the country is in terms of the election coming up. Are we going to be seeing a red wave? Well, it doesn't look that likely anymore. Is there going to be a blue wave instead? No. What is the most likely outcome? The most likely outcome is back to normal. What is normal? Normal is divided government. And that looks like where we are headed. One of the factors, we were talking earlier today about the increase in this new poll from Associated Press and also from Harvard, from the National Opinion Research Center at University of Chicago. It's not Harvard. And it's a poll that shows that Biden's overall approval rating, and he's still negative. He's negative 53 disapprove, 45 approve. But he's gone up 9 points. And what's striking about that is he's gone up so dramatically among Democrats. There were always a majority of Democrats who thought they approved of Biden and the job he was doing. But before, among Democrats, it was a slight majority, about 60%. Now it is 72, 78% of Democrats approve. The other thing that's amazing is how many Republicans say they approve of Joe Biden and the job he's doing as president. It's now 10%. And you may say, well, it's a tiny minority. It is, but think about it. If one out of 10 Republicans think he's doing a good job, why is that? Now, this particularly at a time when Biden, I would have thought, hurt himself, certainly hurt his chances of winning any kind of Republican support at all by implying that all Republicans were a threat to democracy. And I know. He said MAGA Republicans, this and that. But basically, if your only effort, your only chance of winning some Republican support is to split the party permanently, and to have people say, well, I don't care about what he says about MAGA Republicans because that's not me, it's still a problematic position for the president, especially when the election is this close. There is an update on a whole series of polls that are pouring out. And what's really incredible here is in Georgia, where at one point Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, fine governor of Georgia, who eminently deserves re-election, he was beating Stacey Abrams by a lot. It's now within the margin of error. Brian Kemp, 50%, Stacey Abrams, 48%. That 2%, that's nothing in a poll. And for the Senate race, it's also close, but with Raphael Warnock, the incumbent Democratic senator, leading the former NFL running back Herschel Walker 52-46. That doesn't mean that's a runaway. Look, I'll tell you, there's a runaway, and surprise, 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 up in Massachusetts, the candidate for governor who will be the first openly gay governor in Massachusetts history. Her name is Maura Healey. She's the state attorney general. She's very well known. She is attracting 52% of the vote. Her Republican opponent, who had actually a pretty tough primary, but her Republican opponent, Jeff Deal, has got 26%. So that's 2-1, okay? If you're hoping for a Republican upset in the Massachusetts, that probably isn't going to happen. But here's another one where what is going on if there is no blue wave, and I don't think there is. Oklahoma is one of the most Republican states in the country. And the governor of Oklahoma, who, as far as I can gather and try to follow things in the Sooner State, Kevin Stitt's a good guy. And he's a mainstream Republican. And he's running against the state superintendent, I think, of schools, whose name is Joy Hoffmeister. And it's tied. Why is the Republican incumbent tied in Oklahoma? By the way, if anybody out there knows, give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. Kevin Stitt has a 44%, Joy Hoffmeister, the Democrat, has 43%, and only 7% undecided, which is a very small number. That's going to be a close election, as will that close election in another state that is a very rigorously Republican state, overwhelmingly Republican state in presidential races, Alaska, where they're going to repeat the race they just had with two Republicans, Nick Begich and Sarah Palin, running against Mary Peltola, who is a new congressman. She's just sworn in this week, and she'll be congressman for a couple of months, but then she has to run for re-election in November. And again, they have that crazy ranked choice voting system, and the real fear here is that what will happen before will happen again, which is that Nick Begich and Sarah Palin will divide the Republican vote, and Democrat will get reelected in Alaska. Well, let's see if that happens. There's more in terms of some of the polling. Texas, where Governor Abbott is facing a very noisy, very well-funded challenge from Beto O'Rourke. Now, I cannot imagine that Beto O'Rourke would actually win in Texas, but the polling from Texas Tribune, the most recent poll that concluded on September 6th, shows, yes, Greg Abbott is leading, but he's leading 45% to 40%, with a high undecided. An undecided, in that case, of 15%. And meanwhile, it does look like other races are similarly and ridiculously close. Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, Marquette Law School poll. It found Ron Johnson holding his own. He's, in fact, leading Mandela Barnes by 49% to 48%, the Republican. And basically, 49 to 48% is a tie. And this is why this election is so important, and it's so unusual. People looking for a wave, okay, if there's supposed to be a great big red wave, well, here's another one. Which comes out to be unexpectedly close. I mean, just ridiculously close. In Wisconsin, in the governor's race, they have a Democratic governor named Tony Evers, and they have a nominee named Tim Michaels, who's a businessman, good guy. He was endorsed by President Trump, and he's a Trump loyalist, but he's running almost even for governor. It's 47 to 44. And one of the things that people haven't noted yet is if you look at the polling for race after race, and you look at Pennsylvania, you look at Ohio, there are races where you would think the Democrats would be running away with it. They're not. For instance, in New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is the governor of New Mexico, she is the incumbent. She was on Biden's short list for vice president. I bet he wishes he had picked her or anyone else rather than Kamala Harris. But Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, 48%. And Mark Ronchetti, who was not given any chance, is making a hell of a race. He's the Republican, and he is up there at 43%. So if there's something to take away from this, and there certainly is, it's pay attention to these elections. Nothing is decided yet. It'll all be decided in the next couple of weeks, and it's a time to get excited about politics and its significance. Why? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Michael Medved Show, talking about all of these close races. There's one close to home, which is extraordinary and should get everybody's attention, and whether or not you are planning to vote this time. If you live in the state of Washington, you got to vote. You do. Because, listen to this, there is a brand new poll that was just released by the Trafalgar Group, and it shows the Republican challenger, Tiffany Smiley, who's been a guest a couple of times on this show, and is a wonderful candidate, and she was not given much of a chance when she announced her race for the Senate. She had a very strong primary election victory that got her into the final two. And she's trailing U.S. Senator Patty Murray by less than 3 points. That's a tie, folks. It's a poll of 1,087 likely general election voters taken between August 30th and September 1st. So it's very current as polls go. They're 46.3% who say they're voting for Tiffany Smiley. And for Patty Murray, it's below 50%. It's 49.2%. Okay, this is remarkable. It's not even 3%. It's a little bit less than 3%. This could be, frankly, the win that saves the Senate for the Republicans. Because they've, and what's remarkable about this is, how come Patty Murray, who has been there for six terms, she's been there since 1992. That's 30 years, right? She's running for her sixth term. She's been there for five terms. But the idea that people are not making up their mind because they don't know her. First of all, there are very few undecideds. They're in this poll, the undecideds are only 4.5%. And if they can do a get out the vote operation that gets people to mail in their ballots, because we have mail-in ballots are the primary means in which you vote in the state of Washington. If you can mail in your ballots, you can start mailing them in, well, as soon as they send them out. It's going to be still 2 months. But with Tiffany Smiley less than 3 points behind for United States Senate, that's amazing. And there are other people in the state of Washington, like Matt Larkin, who's running against Kim Schreier in metropolitan Seattle district. That's another race where Republicans could gain. And because a lot of these races are so close all around the country, at least at the moment, now it's entirely possible that a trend will develop. And all of a sudden, some of these races that look very close right now, like, I do not believe that Brian Kemp is going to lose in Georgia. He won the primary so handily. It is basically a Republican state. And Kemp has run a good campaign. Stacey Abrams hasn't. But look, the fact that the polls are so close in so many places indicates that what people have noticed about this country is it is divided. And anybody expecting any kind of easy victory on either side is almost certainly not going to get my disappointment last night at some point, where the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that Yeshiva University, the leading Orthodox Jewish educational institution in the country, must recognize an LGBT student group. The vote was 5-4, with the majority saying that the university, a modern Orthodox institution, this is the New York Times writing, in Manhattan, it's up in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan, must first pursue challenges to the ruling in state court. In other words, this is not a final decision that, okay, you have no chance, you're going to have to include a gay and lesbian and transgendered club at a university which exists to teach Torah and general subjects. They have a law school and a business school and a school of social work. But Justice Sam Alito, writing for the four dissenters, said that further challenges were pointless and that the majority had inflicted grave harm on the university's right to religious freedom. A state's imposition of its own mandatory interpretation of Scripture is a shocking development that calls out for review. The majority's order was based, and it was brief, it was unsigned, and it was provisional, which is typical when the justices rule on an application seeking emergency relief. The university had applied for emergency relief because of a decision by a state court. And what all of this goes to is the entire basis for them saying that a religious institution must include a gay group, that the group was called Yeshiva University Pride. And it's just contradictory to something that most of the students, and certainly virtually all of the most of the faculty, and certainly the administration and the basis for the university would not believe reflected what they were teaching or what they were supporting. If applicants seek and receive neither expedited review nor interim relief from the New York courts, they may return to this court, the order said. It reflected the voices of Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Brett Kavanaugh, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. In other words, you had Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett and Alito and Clarence Thomas voting on the side of the university. And what's really very bizarre and disturbing here is that the basis for the argument that the gay club was making about why it should be allowed to be chartered at Yeshiva University, this would be, it's more than the equivalent for Notre Dame, for instance. It's actually different from that because Yeshiva University is perhaps best known in the Jewish world as a training ground for rabbis, where most Orthodox rabbis, not all, come from in the United States. And the argument that the gay group had been making is that when Yeshiva University was chartered 100 years ago, it was chartered as a university, secular university, not as a religious seminary. But the fact that it is a religious institution, which says in all of its founding documents that its purpose is to teach Torah, that would seem to override the fact that it also serves a secular purpose. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is hosting a forum at the White House aimed at confronting what civil rights groups, local officials, and academics say is an explosive rise in extremism and white supremacy that threatens the core of America's democracy. This, as current and former FBI agents tell the Washington Times newspaper, that the perceived threat has become overblown under the administration. They say bureau analysts and top officials are pressuring FBI agents to create domestic terror cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. Railroads and labor unions are averting a massive strike after reaching a tentative deal late Thursday night. Officials in Martha's Vineyard say they were caught off guard after Florida's governor sent two planes of illegal immigrants to the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, values continue to be a motivating issue in this election. And I think it's also one of the things that meant, that helped to direct so much of the mourning and the grief and the desire to honor Queen Elizabeth. It was about values. And there's a terrific column on this by Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, whose columns are so often indispensable. And in this one, it's called The Countercultural Queen. And he writes, to say that the Queen's values were traditional means they existed for a very long time. And they have for the thousand years of monarchy or more. The poised 14-year-old Elizabeth, we heard in news clips reading her first public speech to children during the Blitz of World War II, had by then been taught personal virtues held in high regard for centuries in the West and arguably longer in the East. In our time, however, personal virtue has been demoted by social virtue. In the new ethos, a well-ordered life is measured by one's commitment to notions such as social justice, equity, inclusion, and, undeniably, the most dominant modern virtue, saving the planet. The achievement of a good life depends on making a public commitment to large, sometimes amorphous groups, minorities, the transgendered, the indigenous, the disadvantaged. He's talking about the new values. the Olds values. He says of the Weeks' recollections of what made the Queen's life exceptional are an opportunity to compare the merits of virtue earned individually with virtue or approved behavior constructed by society. One effect of giving social responsibility more weight than personal responsibility is that it gives people a pass on their personal behavior. So long as one's life is centered on some larger social good, the conduct of one's personal life is, well, irrelevant. Which, of course, is what people said about Bill Clinton when he was facing impeachment for scurrilous and dishonest behavior. And it was scurrilous and dishonest behavior. And I think even he would recognize that now. But was that irrelevant? You might say it's irrelevant in the political sense, but is it ever irrelevant in an ultimate sense? And this is something I wrote about in my book, Right Turns. I became a conservative partially because working in politics full-time for about 4 years, I encountered really lamentable behavior from, quote, all kinds of liberal idealists, because these idealists may have been well on the left in advancing the liberal point of view, but they weren't great people. Including some very famous people with whom I had the opportunity to interact. And the point is, what they did was exactly what Daniel Henninger is writing about here, which is to emphasize that, do you remember there was a famous comment by one of the columnists for Time magazine, who said that as long as Bill Clinton defended a woman's right to choose, she didn't care what happened to him in his personal life. And she said, as a matter of fact, I would be ready to get out my presidential knee pads. Meaning that, well, you can construct the meaning yourself. He writes, Daniel Henninger, the price paid for losing interest in Queen Elizabeth's traditional values is an epidemic of emotional anxiety. Modern values are a source of instability. The habits of behavior associated with Queen Elizabeth are not about mere goodness, but about creating a structure of life inside of which one then can perform successfully as a person, hopefully for the good. She did that for her country for 70 years. Public schools, he writes, where children spend 6 hours of each of their weekdays were long considered an invaluable reinforcement of personal self-discipline and character. They also abandoned that role to propagandize instead for politicized values. This shift is one reason so many parents migrated to charters, school choice programs, and homeschooling. One has to wonder, is the praise for the Queen's old-school virtues little more than this week's talking points, or do her media admirers recognize that something about what we promote now, self-regard, social moralizing, has gone badly off the tracks? Perhaps this will fade with the Queen's funeral Monday? We'd be better off if a longer reconsideration of what made Queen Elizabeth's life exemplary became part of the post-pandemic reckoning that is changing so much else about the status quo. I think he's entirely correct. And that distinction between living a life of character versus living a life of political correctness is one that should be of particular concern to conservatives. For instance, there are things like this. This is an interchange between Dan Crenshaw, who's a congressman from Texas, Navy SEAL, served his country nobly, and he had a confrontation out in front of the Capitol building against an internet troll, obnoxious guy named Alex Stein. And listen to what it sounded like.
Man, you're just such a little loser. Yep. That's it. I'm trying to grab my thing. Look, you're too slow.
He's too slow, Navy SEAL. It's funny, Dan, how you said you're tall. Yeah, I'm small, but I'm so much taller than you, Dan. I'm so much bigger than you. You're just a little, you're a little sad little boy. I'm the little one. This is, imagine me calling you out because you're a nihilist, you're a globalist. Oh, I got a job. I work for the Blaze. I make a lot of money. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, Dan. Yeah, I make a lot of money.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
The Warrior Project. This is the guy who tells veterans that their service.
Yeah, because those are weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. Anti-war. I'm anti-war because I don't believe. Did you guys find any weapons of mass destruction?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Oh, where was? Oh, what weapons of mass destruction?
You're actually going to go down this route, Alex.
Yeah, because we don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
You're looking like a fool right now. You're telling veterans.
You're the one that's giving more money to Ukraine. We have a homelessness. We have so many issues here in America. He cares more about Ukraine. Yeah, what? You guys service those wasted.
You're disgusting.
For globalists and bankers.
Attacking globalists and bankers who care more about Ukraine than you care about America. Bless Dan Crenshaw, who may be shorter than Alex Stein, but I think is in every way more formidable. This idea that character counts is one of those ideas that Republicans have to regain. And from what I understand, it's one of the themes in, and not meant as any kind of criticism of any other politician, but Mike Pence has a new book called So Help Me God. I haven't read it yet. I'm eager to do so. But that would be, it seems to me, a basis for his campaign that may actually gain some real traction. There's basically a new poll that shows that if Trump didn't run, then DeSantis would be in number one position. Mike Pence would be his main competitor, or certainly his best ranked competitor. And if Trump did run, and he ran against Joe Biden, Trump would win. Not in a landslide, but he would win, and he would win substantially, if Liz Cheney ran. She registers 19% on that premise poll. It's a lot. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Okay. I will tell you why I'm thinking about this right now. We have a tradition of at least once a month getting together on Thursday nights on Zoom with my three brothers and me. And that means my brother Jonathan, who has just had tremendous, tremendous encouraging news regarding our crowd. It's a crowdsourced funding of high-tech startups. You can find out all about it. It is free, costs you nothing at all, and may indicate to you some truly exciting, thrilling, significant opportunities to make your own investments better and to make a better world. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and register for their absolutely free regular newsletter, which will keep you up to date. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on Our Crowd. And speaking of bringing people together, every once in a while, even a candidate who's involved in a Senate race, and by the way, it's a Senate race that Marco Rubio should win. He's running against Val Demings, who's a formidable challenger, but Marco's been ahead in every poll. And he has put forward a new bill that I would enthusiastically support, partially because of my experience living here in Seattle. The bill writes, over the last several years, protesters have increasingly adopted the topic of blocking interstate highways, risking the safety of commuters, first responders, and other travelers on our nation's roadways. While some states have criminalized such acts, there is no federal law against doing so. And, of course, it should be illegal not just on federal highways, but it should be available on every roadway. You can't block other people. It's like an assault on other people and their right and their welfare. U.S. Senators Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, and Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, introduced the Safe Passage on Interstates Act to criminalize this dangerous and disruptive practice. Antifa and other radical protesters who block highways disrupt law-abiding Americans from driving to work, school buses from getting our kids to school, and ambulances from getting to the hospital. it's ridiculous that there is no federal law against this type of stunt. We need to make sure people face criminal penalties for blocking interstate systems that we all rely on, so said Senator Rubio. He also pointed out the Constitution is clear in granting Congress the right to regulate interstate commerce. The Safe Passage on Interstates Act reasserts Congress's critical role by making intentional obstruction of interstates illegal. The Safe Passage on Interstates Act would apply to any intentional obstruction of traffic on an interstate highway so long as it occurs without proper governmental authorization. This is not an attempt to control free speech or to interfere in any way with free speech. It is an effort to keep our roadways open, which again can, when you're talking about interstate commerce, which is anything in the interstate highway system, is clearly a federal responsibility. And speaking of federal responsibilities, the responsibility to at least allow people the opportunity to pursue an education that would be meaningful for them was one of the reasons that it's a legitimate government function, it seems to me, to encourage more people getting backgrounds in the STEM subjects. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Aside from the fact that it pays better if you have that kind of a degree, there's a viral video that came out with a Hispanic student who was discussing how social justice, in quotes, crept into discussions about her STEM degree. And it's worth paying attention to what she said. This is clip four.
Math major, so I'm a STEM major. And in my school, they're starting to bring in social justice into STEM. And I've talked to the school and with my department, and I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you bringing in something that has to do with social justice that has nothing to do with STEM? And the excuse that they bring to me is because of minorities, poor minorities. I'm a minority. I'm Hispanic. And I am a woman. And I'm like, I'm not a victim, and I don't need you to feel sorry for me. We don't need social justice. And they keep saying, oh, yes, we do, because we're a social justice school. That is what we do. And if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. You can leave. My concentration is in teaching. An advisor, listen, told me this. I told her, I'm not a bad person. I actually care about the education system and making sure that minority students actually get into STEM. That's my mission and my purpose. And I'm like, I'm not a bad person. You know what she told me? She told me this. Oh, we don't know that yet. She told me this not once, two times in different locations. You know something? We don't need social justice at all.
Okay, what she's talking about is not that we don't need social justice in a deeper sense. Of course we do. But that we don't need social justice interfering with a young woman who is planning to teach science, technology, engineering, or math to a future generation. And the idea that we don't know that yet, whether you're a good person, this goes to what Daniel Henninger was writing about, which is that today we define a good person as someone who holds the right politics rather than models the right behavior. That's a problem. Speaking about the right behavior, there's also this, and it's Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, one of the least impressive of all 100 U.S. senators, speaking about what she considers to be a call to arms. And why is that considered acceptable if you're a liberal? But would conservatives be considered okay with a call to arms? Here's Mazie Hirono, clip five.
Abortion ban bill. Talk about government overreach. Then I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be states' rights or government should not be telling us what to do. The word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing. This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it. And why? Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms in our country. Yield the floor.
When you say call to arms, literally? Really? Take up arms to defend abortion policy and the idea of a federal abortion policy? Hadn't heard that before. But there's a film about politics, and it's an interesting film in particular because it reflects one of the better films from 2 years ago, a film called Boys State. And this has the same idea. It's a youth program introducing young people to politics, and it's a documentary that you might enjoy.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2020, a remarkable documentary called Boys State told a spellbinding story about young people engaged in a program where they took over the state capital of Texas and competed for leadership of the program. Now there's a new documentary about a similar program in California with an assemblage of smart and idealistic teenagers fighting for the job of the youth governor. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Every year, you've got nearly 4,000 kids taking over the state capital. And the youth governor is the head.
And the competition for that top job is sometimes vicious, with three charismatic contenders emerging as the finalists. The portraits on screen are appealing and compelling, but not quite as intimate or revealing than this film's highly acclaimed predecessor, Boys State. The youth governor, officially unrated but overwhelmingly wholesome, still helps stimulate your faith in America and the next generation, earning 3 stars. Okay, one of the things that is terrific about the film is it shows how even at this level, you can be sort of influenced to try to use your ideals and your ideas about politics as an instrument of advancement, unless you have a very solid grounding in their moral basis. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about whether the forced busing or flying of immigrants will help or hinder efforts to recruit more Hispanics for the GOP.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.